At a small market near Hanoi's Chuuk Bak Lake, not far from the city center, the meat and vegetable vendors are busy chopping and bagging their goods for customers. But the fish sellers? Not so much. My business is down about 50%, Huang Biklin says, as a compressor pumps oxygen into her fish tanks. People are worried. They don't want to buy fish, she says, because they've heard on the news about the fish deaths. And the woman who used to sell fish from the ocean, she says, she's given up, hasn't been here for weeks. The vendor is talking about the massive fish kill that began in April in Hating province, some 250 kilometers to the south. Tons of fish washing up on shore, and suspicion quickly focused on a massive discharge of waste from a new Taiwanese steel mill where the management seemed oddly indifferent. Look, Formosa steel manager Cho Chon Fang told a reporter, Vietnam needs to choose whether to catch fish and shrimp or to build a state-of-the-art steel mill. You can't have both. His remarks infuriated many Vietnamese and seemed to confirm what many had long suspected, that their country puts economic development ahead of the health of its citizens. 36-year-old environmentalist Nguyen Quang Kien says he's not against his government, he's just for the environment.
To be honest, I have very little trust in what the government has to say. This is true for me and true for many other Vietnamese too. I think in order to gain the people's trust, the government needs to show us more transparency.
That lack of trust he speaks of, he's right. It's not just him. Angry but peaceful demonstrators took to the streets here in the capital not long after the Formosa manager's comments, carrying signs in Vietnamese and English that expressed their anger with Formosa Steel and their frustration with their government. Signs that read, we choose fish. And people took to the streets not just in Hanoi, but in the south of the country too, in the country's commercial capital, Ho Chi Minh City, or Saigon. Police waded into the Ho Chi Minh City protests, beating some and detaining others. The time-tested method for dealing with dissent here while remaining tone-deaf to public sentiment. Take this press conference in May, when a reporter asked the deputy environment minister about reports of high levels of heavy metals in the ocean water south of Hating province near the tourist destination of Hue. Don't ask me that question, he said. Asking that question hurts the nation's interests. Turn off your camera. And then he got up and left. Nguyen Quang A is a frequent critic and sometimes involuntary guest of his government. He was one of those prevented from meeting President Obama in Hanoi during his visit in May. He thinks the government is hoping this whole thing just goes away, but he doesn't think it will.
No, because it's related to their daily life of millions of people. People are going to react one way or another.
Not just in Hanoi and at Ho Chi Minh City, he says, but people in the seaside provinces where the fish kills occurred. It's not about politics, he says. It's an emotional issue and an economic one.
The people directly affected in those four provinces, they get frustrated. Millions of people, they have relatives everywhere. And that can start a process which is very, very dangerous for the authority and is not good for the society.
If the authorities were hoping the protests would go away, the latest demonstrations show the people haven't forgotten. They're still waiting for a credible explanation from the government about what caused the fish kill. Though officials are now assuring the public they'll provide real answers from independent sources soon. Meanwhile, many locals, not just fishmongers, are feeling the effects of the mass fish kill. People are stocking up on the ubiquitous fish sauce that's a staple of Vietnamese cooking. They're looking for sauce manufactured before fish started washing up on beaches. Tourism is also down in the four coastal provinces affected, and some people are even afraid to swim in the water more than a month later. But environmentalist Nguyen Quang Kien says he's not that worried about the water now. Why? Because he went to Hat Tinh and brought back samples he had tested by independent labs, he says. But the samples were taken weeks after the fish kill, he concedes, and he says there's no smoking gun, though he still suspects the Taiwanese steel company is responsible, and he wants the government to fess up.
I personally think the water is safe, that the toxic elements have been diluted by now. But I wonder about the ecosystem. If the people eat that seafood, it might affect their health in the long term. I think swimming in the ocean is probably okay, but eating ocean fish? No.
It's not the first time Formosa has been accused of causing environmental damage. Several years ago, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency fined the company for damage done in the states of Texas and Louisiana. A decade before that, the company's operation in Cambodia came under scrutiny after allegations the company paid local officials to look the other way while it dumped toxic waste near the port of Sihanoukville. This time around, the company has apologized for their manager's insensitive remarks. They won't comment on the rest. For Deutsche Welle, I'm Michael Sullivan in Hanoi.